Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Welcome back to another Imperfect Marketing Brief. Today, I want to start with a story. I had a meeting with a client the other day, and they were talking about how video is where they need to be going and the kind of marketing that they need to be doing to grow their business. I agree. Then they proceeded to ask me questions about YouTube and how they were going to be able to monetize it. Well, their current channel on YouTube has 3 followers. It was going to take a few minutes for them to get there. According to the latest statistics I saw, you need at least 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 watch hours in the past year to be able to apply to YouTube's partner program and start monetizing your channel. My advice to him, though, was stop trying to be a goal of becoming a YouTube star. Let's start with creating content that people want to watch or need to watch. I asked them, what kind of content do you watch on YouTube? What kind of issues are your prospects facing that would drive them to YouTube to solve a problem? And how can you help them fix it with your video? If you focus on making your prospects and clients' lives better, then you're going to have a better chance at growing your YouTube channel to the level where you can monetize it. So let's talk about a few things I would recommend that you start with if you're looking to start to leverage YouTube for your business. First off, make sure your account's a business account and not a personal account. I run into this all the time where people are like, no, it's a business account. No, just because you named it your business does not make it a business account. Make sure it is set up appropriately and make it as a brand account is what they call it in the world of YouTube. So then I want you to go into your channel settings and make sure they're complete. This means your channel art, including your profile picture, banner image, channel description, social links, a trailer video, custom URL, all of that should be set up and look good. Now, one quick pro tip on this one, don't just use the Canva template for channel art. You want to look at the YouTube directions on this one because it does some different cropping on different devices and you want your art to look amazing on all of them. Then I want you to create original videos. Think about the problems you're seeing with your prospects or the questions your clients are asking you. Create videos that are going to help them solve their problems. You got to think about who in your target audience is watching YouTube. What are they subscribed to? My husband watches a lot of YouTube videos. He likes Diesel Creek, some welding channels, auto repair channels. He was watching some people building some shop the other day. He watches a ton of different content on YouTube. I watch a lot of how-to videos for when I forgot how to do something in Audacity as I'm editing my podcast, or if I'm trying to do something in Premiere Pro or another system that I just don't do all the time. And I love equipment comparison videos. I'm currently in the market for a new podcast microphone for under $200. So I went to YouTube to start comparing. There were a ton of videos, and I started to narrow down the options that I have. Not 100% sure where I'm ending up quite yet, but it might be just keeping this current microphone until I'm ready to go to the Shure super nice one. I think it's around like $400. So we'll see if I continue to hold out. Another way to create your content plan, if you're going to use YouTube as a serious piece of your content marketing strategy, is to benchmark your competition. How often are they posting? How are they engaging with their audience? What kind of videos are they making? What do their thumbnails look like? All of this factors in to tell you and give you some insight as to what people are engaging with. Now, I do caution you about benchmarking your competition. Personally, I used to do this all the time, and then I couldn't get their ideas out of my head. I started to become an also-ran style with my content, and that is not fun. So I want you to think about people who attract a similar audience that you would like to have and benchmark them and their content as an alternative. It's going to give you ideas that aren't going to cloud your judgment around the content topics. Now let's talk about some SEO for YouTube. That's up next in our plan for using YouTube in your marketing. Now, if you already have a blog plan, then your SEO will work across the platform similarly, because hopefully you did your keyword research already. Stay tuned for an upcoming Imperfect Marketing Brief where I'm going to talk to you a little bit about keyword research. Anyway, I want you to look at your titles and descriptions. Do not optimize for search engines and repeat the keyword. That's what we used to do, right? Google is smarter than that. So optimize for people first, using the words you want to rank for in a natural way, a way that people are going to search for it. Then I want you to think about your thumbnail. Take a look and see what the best performing video thumbnails are for your audience. A lot of times it has a picture of a person smiling. So take a look at that and see what's ranking with your audience. Similar to Google rankings, YouTube likes engagement. So promote your YouTube videos on other platforms. And then you can cross-promote, especially shortly after your launch, the different videos. Showing interest in your videos by your audience will give you more credibility and a boost in the rankings with YouTube. Now, this is one of the harder things for people to do. Engage with those watching. If someone takes the time to comment, make sure you're responding to that. You want to respond quickly, usually nicely, because we all want what we want immediately. I was recently watching a video on YouTube by someone on an equipment review, like I was talking about. Someone asked a question about the equipment, and the response did not answer the question. I had the same question. I didn't find it supportive or helpful, so I went another direction with the product I was purchasing. And because I actually think the product comparison was by one of the manufacturers. But it drove me crazy that they didn't actually take the time to answer the question. So then, similar to podcasts, after engaging, you want to stick to a regular release schedule. You know, again, it's similar to podcast listeners in the fact that viewers want to be able to count on you for regularly released content on a predictable schedule. This is going to allow you to plan better and set proper expectations. I'm not saying you have to release every week or more than once a week. Maybe you release once a month, once every other week. It needs to be frequent enough that I don't replace you with another expert. But it can also be infrequent enough that you can create a schedule you can stick to. If you haven't launched your channel yet, or if you haven't publicized your channel yet, make sure you start with a handful of videos that reflect the direction you're going before you start publicizing it. Why? Well, people want to see what kind of content you're creating before they will like and subscribe. They want to know that they're going to like more than one video that you make, right? And it works the same way for podcasts. They want to get a feeling for more than one episode. Now, consider partnering with some influencers. These are people with larger followings than you have, and their audience is one that you might want to have exposure to. It doesn't have to be someone with a million plus followers. There are many ways to leverage influencers, and a lot of times smaller ones are better. While this is a trend, working with influencers, when you're starting out, you don't have to start here, but this is something you should keep your eyes out for as you move forward. Think about putting it on your radar. I think it's a much more effective and can be just as targeted as paid ads. So when you're thinking about your marketing on YouTube, one, make sure it's a brand account. Two, go into your channel settings and make sure that all of your assets are complete and look good. Make sure you're creating original videos that are adding value. Then make sure that you go ahead and benchmark your competition or somebody that has a related audience. Optimize your title and description for search engine optimization, basically people with search engines in mind. But if you complete that, it does help with the search. Engage with those people watching. If someone takes the time to comment, make sure you comment back. Stick to a regular release schedule. People like predictability. And then consider partnering with influencers. But whatever it is that you're looking to do with YouTube, I wish you luck. I'd love to see your channel. And go ahead and drop it in the comments or send me a note. I'd appreciate it. And if you got something out of this imperfect marketing brief, I would love it if you would go ahead and like, rate, and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on. Thanks, and I'll see you next week for another Imperfect Marketing Brief. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit kendracorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.